Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
I'll be your host. I'll be your co-host today.
What's shaking?
I don't know. I put on a costume for you. Do you like it?
A costume. The costume is eyeliner.
Apparently it comes with a new voice too. This is, no, look, I wore a mod turtleneck.
It looks good. You look very pretty.
And I brought my swinging 60s. Winged eyeliner. I'm fabulous.
We are taking a trip back in time. For those of you who said that, you know, who may be feeling like 2020 can't end fast enough or this wasn't your year, don't worry. We're taking a little trip backward this episode. It's all about
the 60s. So you could do 2020 again.
It's all about the swinging 60s right now.
It is.
Yeah, we were inspired by another era this episode.
We were. I mean, we still have the modern era's beauty news to get through first before we delve into the 60s. But I don't know, the holiday time makes me feel very vintagey anyway. Like, you know, old carols, like a little glamour, sparkle, that kind of vibe.
It is kind of cool that some things, like, you know, that there is like a some things never change. Like there is a constant of...
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to put on Mariah Carey and we're going to hear the song. It's just going to happen.
Yes.
And I celebrate Hanukkah. I don't even celebrate Christmas, but you know, that's how we do.
It's the feeling. It's the mood. It's the hallmarks, no pun intended, of the year.
Oh, nice, nice. So, okay. So beauty news. And then in the 60s special.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What we're going to talk
first
about.
First up, beauty looks from the 60s inspired by Ariana Grande's video and the Queen's Gambit. But we'll talk a little history and teach you something. And then Jess has a little book club moment, an amazing book about a fabulous hairstylist who was really known in the 60s, but all the way up through to 2000, Mr. Kenneth, or Kenneth, as he's known.
So Kenneth, yeah, one name that. Only, Kenneth. Yeah, I just finished the book, and I'm so inspired.
Yeah, and we'll just get, like, our 60s vibe going on. You guys ready for it?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, we're coming in hot after Thanksgiving with lots of beauty news. I actually had to do a hard edit this week, guys, to bring you just the best.
Oh, wow. That's great. Lots going on. That's very exciting.
Some weird gen stuff, too, so just get ready. Okay. World, get ready for some new beauty URLs. That's right. Beginning in 2021, you know how there's .com and yeah. .org, maybe a .fm or whatever? They're now going to be selling and registering .beauty, .hair, .skin, and .makeup.
What?
Yeah, the XYZ registry that is the top-level domain, like, carrier said that on December 1st, they're going to, like, let trademark people start getting them, and then the general public in March of 2021. I was like, oh, shit, do we get fatmascara.beauty, fatmascara.hair?
Ooh.
And that's ridiculous, but I thought that was kind
of interesting. But wait, mm-hmm. Do companies, are they buying them up? Is it like...
Well, it's not buying them. Well, you can buy them, but if you want to register your domain, the company that handles that is uh-huh. now going to let you do it with these.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you were starting a beauty company right now, I'm just saying, you might want to get on that and buy up all those domains because it could be helpful. All right. Fragrance collabs. Two, I just had to mention, Jo Malone, the perfumer behind Jo Loves, and our guest on episode 40. Whoa. Episode 40. So
God, like an eons ago.
She collaborated with Zara on a collection of 8 fragrances. And I have to say, Zara makes amazing fragrances. Have you ever like smelled? They've had their own private label perfumes and they're just so good. So I have not gotten to smell these yet, but I'm very excited to do so. The line is called Zara Emotions by Jo Loves. And then Byredo keeps doing these collabs. This one was with Travis Scott. I mentioned this on our Instagram.
Yes, I saw this.
So hilarious. It's called Space Rage and it has scents of cosmic dust in it. So I feel like we manifested that one because we know Ben, we've talked about Travis, we know fragrance. It's a fat mascara trifecta. All right. Another beauty line, makeup artist Monica Blunder. You know her work for sure. She's worked with Gemma Chan, Jennifer Garner. She's starting her own line. And the first product, just one product to start, is Blunder Cover, a concealer foundation hybrid. Comes in 7 shades. She's launching 5 more soon. And there are lip and cheek products coming as well.
Blunder Cover. I like that she's starting with just one product.
Yeah, she was talking about how her name, she was like, I can't use my name. You know, Blunder sounds like a mistake. But I kind of love it. Like
Blunder Cover, yeah. Yeah. It's like undercover and then blunder. I think of like blending. I don't know. It's just I like the whole sound and feel of it.
Yes. Then a shout out to our listener, Paula, for this little tidbit from our Facebook group. Oh, I went deep on this. She linked to a Twitter storm, you know, multiple tweets from a researcher in social psychology who did this like data analysis. She analyzed the 3 most popular scented candles and their reviews on Amazon over the course of 2020 and found the proportion of reviews mentioning a lack of scent, like a negative review, like this scented candle doesn't smell great.
That's the most horrible offense.
Worst review
candle.
You could get for a candle yeah. grew from less than 2% in 2019 to over 6% now, which is a very statistically significant in the numbers we're talking about. Change, Jess, can you guess why that might be happening? Why are people complaining the candles don't smell?
Oh, God, this feels like a riddle.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah. I will be here for a while.
Her hypothesis, and a lot of people have supported this.
Oh, wait, COVID knows?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Here in America, we're up to millions and millions of people who have had COVID, and a lot of my friends who have had it, by the way, never really had a cold or the flu symptoms, but lost their sense of smell. So imagine you buy your scented candle, you're home more, all mm-hmm. of a sudden you're like, this thing don't smell.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's going on? And so there has been, like, the graphs are fascinating because as COVID took off, like 3 months later, you started to see this change.
That is fascinating.
Isn't that crazy? Okay. I almost called that science corner. That was math corner.
I thought we were going to go on like a pop psychology route or like it was going to be, I thought we were going to go in a way different route. But wow.
But if you want, like there's like good hypothesis, it's not just like guessing in that one. Like what else would it be?
Well, I thought maybe it was like our noses are getting so much more sophisticated that if it ain't diptyque, we don't want it.
I know. In my head, I was like, I want to say 80% of the candles I try, I'm like, nope, scent throw is not up to... You know, my standards, but no, it's a disease.
Oh, God.
All right. Rounded on some really great positive news in Jen's Science Corner. asbestos update.
Jesus okay. Christ. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Okay, remember when I sat through the FDA hearings on talc and cosmetics for all of you?
I remember that that weekend, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a four-hour thing to report to you that basically the government doesn't know what the hell it's doing. There's so many testing methods for asbestos in cosmetics that we had a problem. The problem is, of course, that when you mine talc, which is a very common ingredient in cosmetics, sometimes asbestos gets into it. And companies may not knowingly, you know, they're not knowingly putting asbestos, which is a carcinogen, into their products, but they could end up in there. So they ended that whole thing about a year ago, and they said, oh, we need more research. New research is here. So a new study was just published in the Environmental Health Insights Journal showing 14% of the products they tested, 21 products, contained asbestos. Still to this day. And one of them was a children's product, actually. And like I said, this isn't because they're putting asbestos in there. It's because mined talc often unknowingly has this ingredient. The researchers who did this, who were funded by the Environmental Working Group, pointed out that even if the FDA is able to standardize testing, which they need to do, they don't have the power to do recalls. They can't even change this. You know, of course, asbestos is banned from products, but what can they do if it ends up in there accidentally? So say what you will about changing the way FDA works. The EWG, however, does have some suggestions for people about how to avoid asbestos in their cosmetics, and I will link to those for you on the blog. But I will also say, if you have the cheaper powdered makeup, they sometimes don't have as much transparency with where their talc comes from. And weirdly, the cheaper stuff is often used in kids' cosmetics. You know, like those crappy little eyeshadows that are kind of chalky girls.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's talc, it's a mineral, it's natural. Just be a little bit wary of that. And I'll link to a lot more information for you guys on the blog. And that was Jen's Science Corner. And that was the news.
Whew!
I don't know why all these 60 songs are coming into my head right now. Jen, nobody wants you to sing. They want to hear about beauty. Okay.
You know what I have playing in the back of my mind since we've started?
What?
One of my absolute all-time favorite movies, like to the grave, like top five, is Austin Powers, obviously the first one. And it's like, dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun. like the theme. So so I have like all of that instrumental playing in my head.
I like
head.
That. Everybody else, just put that in your head right now while we talk about.
We don't have the rights, sorry.
The 60s are having a little bit of a comeback. This sort of started up about a month ago. You know, Ariana Grande's position video. I don't know if you've seen it, but you know, she's like in the White House and whatever. Killing it with the makeup looks from the 60s. That
the
was
fashion's good too.
Fashion's amazing. Her makeup artist is Michael Anthony, by the way, and really paying an ode to that era. Well, I just finished watching Queen's Gambit, which is the chess TV series, which takes place in the 60s. And oh my God, the makeup and the beauty and the fashion in that as well. So amazing. So I'm not the only one. Even on TikTok, I was noticing, like, I love when the little TikTok kids are like, oh, look, let me teach you about this thing I discovered from the 60s. I'm like, girl, people have been doing cut creases for like 60 years. It's not new. But I am feeling it. So I did a little bit of research.
Okay, do tell.
Well, I wanted to know where the hell the cut crease came from. And when I say that, by the way, it's
Talking about cut crease eyeshadow? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. And they did a lot of this look in Ariana's video and on the show that I was watching where they deepen the color of the socket.
Right.
You know, there's a pale shadow on your lid right above your lashes.
Right.
And then like a cut line, not just like a contoured socket. Thing, a cut line. Now, if you don't have a socket to your eye and you have more of a flat lid, you just do it with like eyeliner. It's a twiggy look from back in the day. And I was trying to find who the first person that did this was. And some historians were going back to Elizabeth Taylor in the Cleopatra movie, which was like in 63. Remember, she had like the turquoise kind of long, elongated eye with the black eyeliner?
Yes.
But it wasn't quite cut. I think it really was with Twiggy and the whole mod movement. And then the Mary Quant situation took it up a notch.
Like, are you talking about like a graphic line that goes into the socket?
Like now, some people call it like floating eyeliner.
So when I think of a cut crease liner, I'm thinking more shadow. You're talking about an actual like a floating liner that goes into the socket. This is audio.
Yeah,
that goes into the actual socket. Well, you know who also did, Sharon Tate did this a lot.
Yeah.
So,
and it's not just liner. Like, you can do it with a dark shadow, but the thing is, like, you're not blending the way you would with like a typical gradient 80s kind of eyeshadow.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And I just want to just fill everybody in on Mary Quant. If you have not looked into that makeup line, it was so ahead of its time. It was very mod. It's, you know, like these crayons, these eyeliners. It had like Benefit-like names, like Benetint, you know, like this was like way back in the 60s. It was like cheeky names and just had this vibe. And I thought that was fabulous. And it was inspiring me to wear my eyeliner like I am right now.
It looks really cool. It looks really good.
I know.
Make sure you take a photo.
I will, I will. Oh, and one more trend that was popping back up, but it has been for a while, is the almond nail.
Oh, that always reminds me of, I mean, again, all of these things, it's like they come back I'm not even going to say every decade, they come back like every, like 2 years with somebody who makes it feel fresh for a new generation or a new kind of like class of like, you know, person who's like, oh, I didn't know about this. You know, like when Adele had her long nails that nobody had seen before, but it's like, oh no, well, people had done that before, but it, you know, it just looks fresh to you. So Adele had those beautiful, long, neutral nails.
Yeah.
I haven't seen The Queen's Gambit. Everyone's talking about it. But I, for the beauty looks alone, I feel like I need to see it.
You should. I wish I could do this without gel extensions, but my nails are just too wide. I can't get them into those nice pointy shapes. But I wanted to call out, I was trying to think like, okay, who really started this one? Even in the 60s, they were looking back to the 20s and 30s with the looks, by the way, I was finding. But I'm going to give it to Barbara Streisand. Who else? But a 60s music, you know, when she was in her 60s phase and she would caress the mic with those long fingers with those almond-shaped nails.
Yeah.
Like Ariana. I know that she's one of your idols, so like maybe you were paying homage, and I like that.
Yeah, it feels like everything just gets recycled, which I kind of like because it's like, It keeps these beauty looks alive, but we do have to kind of go back and appreciate. So that kind of leads us to our next segment.
Okay, insert the 60s music here, and I'll see you on the other side.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're going to wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
All right, let's keep this party going. I got a beauty book that really captured my attention. You know, there are always lots of like beautiful hardcover beauty books that come around, especially towards the end of the year for the holiday season for gifting. And some are more coffee table books. Some are more of a read. This is both. And I have to tell you, if you are a beauty buff, and certainly if you are into hair, this is one that should absolutely be on your list. It's called Kenneth Sheer Elegance. The author is Giuseppe Longo, all right? And I want to tell you guys about it. Welcome to my book corner. I should have prefaced it like that.
Oh, you get a corner.
I get
Everybody
a corner.
Everybody gets a corner.
This is my corner, and I am really excited about this one because it really took me back.
I feel like
to,
we're in Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, I know.
Like you're Lamar Burton.
I wish I could get that. Can we imagine we got that music? Okay. So this took me back to a place where I feel like does not exist anymore in beauty. And I don't mean to sound overdramatic, but I just don't think it does. And here's why, okay? It is a place, a romantic place that I just don't think can exist. Now, it kicks off with Garin,
doing a little intro. And again, another single named hairstylist. First of all, how many of those exist anymore? And he talks about Kenneth as really this kind of icon to him. And for Garen to have this kind of wide-eyed, starry look at someone, you know this person's important. Now, if you're like, wait, get to the point, who is Kenneth? Kenneth was a hairstylist who really shone in the 60s. He had a 50-year career. It started in the 50s. But his star clients were like Jackie O, Judy Garland, Diana Vreeland, Marilyn Monroe. She's actually on the cover of the book with him. He was somebody who didn't just like, you know, he wasn't just a hairstylist. He like created kind of like identities through the hairstyles that he did.
Like picture the person that gave Ariana Grande her ponytail. Kenneth did that for these ladies.
Thank you. That's beautifully stated. Exactly. So, but he wasn't, and I'll get to this in a second, but he wasn't like a showman, like, look at me, I'm in the star too. You got to get me in the frame. He was not somebody, this was like before the time where people were like a hanger-on, you know, like I'm not going to name names, but you know, there are people who are like, oh, I'm the star too. He was this like complete class act where he really was behind the scenes a bit. And he just kind of became a star because his work was so amazing. So when Garen's talking in the intro, when he's writing in the intro, he said, I pulled this little excerpt out because it really sucked me into this world that, like I said, does not exist. He arrives, Garen, if go back to our interview because he talks about his upbringing. It's kind of similar. He grew up in Niagara Falls, Garen, and he goes to, you know, Kenneth's like New York townhouse, you know, beautiful salon. And he goes, I arrived and I was in fantasy land. There were all these ladies sitting on banquettes, having lunch with telephones brought to them. They'd be sitting on the telephone while getting their hair done. And from his eyeline, he saw Babe Paley, the famous socialite. He saw Jackie O. He said it was magic. Now, Kenneth was famous. You might be thinking, you know, what kind of hair did he do? I mentioned those ladies. But he was somebody who broke loose from that 1950s kind of like little super coif politician lady hair. He broke
loose. Not the Margaret Thatcher bouffanty hair.
Yeah. He wanted that.
She wasn't the 50s. She was like, you know what
yeah,
I mean.
But yes, exactly. He got broke loose in that tightly coiffed style, and he gave a much more airy, movable style. He made people around the country, yes, the country, not just like, you know, Park Avenue, want sexy, glamorous hair. So I urge you to look at this book for anything, like just even like this reading about this time in history and this time in beauty is really interesting. But just the photos alone, like looking at the salon is like, this was a salon, is incredible. Everything is like, it's like looking
gilded.
Yes. But it's actually inspired by the Royal Pavilion, which is also known as the Brighton Pavilion in England. It's like everything is lush colors, lush interiors. But there were just a couple of little things like that stuck with me. I mean, obviously you can tell this book really stuck with me. But he knew the power of relationship building. So he started at Helena Rubinstein. By the way, he grew up in poverty in Syracuse. Okay, this wasn't like a trust fund kid that was like, I want to be in hair. He grew up in Syracuse. He went to beauty school on 42nd and 5th. He saw like an ad, like, oh, do you want to be a hairdresser? And he did all this. You know, he built his reputation just, you know, with elbow grease. He went to Helena Rubinstein and he had this very eclectic circle of clients. And I think, Jen, I think you'll appreciate this because when we were baby beauty editors, we weren't going to like, oh, hey, you know, Serge, can you do my hair? You know, Mr. Fakai, can you do my hair? We were seeing like the junior stylist. So he was seeing all the junior editors. He was seeing the models that were not the cover girls. He was like, I'll see anyone. Like, I'll see all the junior people. And he formed real friendships with them. He would do their hair, like, you know, on the weekends. He would go to their houses. And then, lo and behold, they became the top bananas. And then that's how he
made his name, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was just whatever industry you're in, I just thought that was really interesting. Like, he just worked on the power of his relationships. And then one of those relationships was a wife of a little-known senator in Massachusetts, who was Jackie Kennedy, who came in one day because her person who normally did her hair had a cold.
Yeah.
So, you know, like it was just one of these like, oh, just like the chance meetings. And then just the last thing that I'm going to say is just that he really created this idea of the grand salon, but he did not like to be thought of as like the celebrity, which I thought was so different from the moment now. And I'm not dissing celebrity hairdressers or celebrity makeup artists. Obviously, we wouldn't have a show if I didn't think
Yeah, there was no like Kenneth hair brand. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, no, he did have product. He did have product.
Okay.
Get the book. He had even had a makeup line. He had a fragrance.
Okay.
But so
was it called Kenneth?
I think I have the book in front of me right now. It's like, but I mean, this book is so amazing. I mean,
but he was known for
he had to make money. You know, he wasn't stupid. Yeah. He was called Kenneth, but he called himself a servant. He thought that he should show up to work in a suit in a tie, but like there were a couple of examples in the book where he was like, he was like, and his name was in the paper, and he got uncomfortable, and he's like, okay, this is the last time I show up to like a social event. You know, like he looked at it as work, and I just think it's funny. Now we're in such a different period in history where the era of the grand salon, where you go in because, oh, the stylist is, you know, I want to be seen at this place, is over.
No, you want to go to the kitchen to the cool guy on Instagram.
Exactly.
Or girl.
Exactly. But at the same time, we are in the era of the celebrity big deal Instagram stylist or the Instagram makeup artist. So if I was reading this book and I'm like, would he be really confused by this period? Like we're not in the period where the client or the consumer is the celebrity. We really aren't. We're in the
period. And honestly, it's timely right now because we miss that social aspect of being at a salon that was like a hive.
Oh my God, Jen, you nailed it. Like, I didn't even think about that. Right. So the consumer is no longer the celebrity. The client, even if you're like Madonna, well, she's not like the top banana right now. Love you, Madonna. But you know what I mean? But like, okay, Ariana Grande, she is, just to use someone who you just mentioned, she is the like the celebrity, but like her people are like just almost as famous as she is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you know what I mean? But her glam is super famous too.
Yeah.
And like, there's no like social place where you can go and feel like a celebrity,
and be around like you know, hanging out with like people being glamorous and getting a phone brought to you,
right?
Oh, like, also in the phones.
right. So you have your own.
You wanna
go
back in time and just show them what it's like now. We're both holding up. The client is holding up her smartphone. The stylist is holding up their smartphone. They're in a kitchen. Both of them are wearing masks.
Oh my God. Oh, and the food that was brought to these women. Oh my God. The food was incredible.
No, like it was like an event. It was an event going to the hair salon.
And he was so great. He would say like, I know some people will come to me once a year. Some people will come to me 5 times a week. You know, like, but they're all treated the same.
I'm glad you got a little like time travel with that book and a little like just like a fun escape.
It was an escape, and it was, you know, I know that it's a different time, but it just felt it was a reminder of how the beauty industry people feel, and it was also it raised some questions about what could be lost and could it ever be found again? I don't know.
I hope that that's not the case, and that. We have 2021 is a better year on that front.
Me too.
Anyway,
amazing book.
Amazing book. We'll put a link on the episode recap.
Yes. Well done, Giuseppe Longo. All right, we've got to raise a wand. Thank you so much, Emily from Virginia.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Emily. I'm calling from Virginia. Big, big fan here. Jess, I was so sad to hear the news about Janetta's passing. And Jen, I was so happy to hear when you found Wolfgang. So following along with y'all for ages now and a really big fan. I am here to raise a wand to a product I don't think has been mentioned on the podcast, the Peter Thomas Roth Unwrinkle Peel Pads. These, I wouldn't say they're a dupe for the Dennis Gross Peel Pads, But they're an alternative. They are my desert island standby. They have glycolic, salicylic, lactic, and something called linoleic, which I never even heard of. And they also have amino acids. And unlike the Dennis Gross pads, I know that the Dennis Gross ones, you put on one and then you put on a second as a neutralizer. With the Peter Thomas Roth ones, you put on one, then you can wait 30 seconds, you can wait a minute, you can wait 5 minutes if you have tough skin like me, and then you splash with water to do the neutralizing. They're great not only for wrinkles, but for acne. So I use them whenever I'm having a blemish flare-up. So I think folks will love them. And the best part is that they're $45 for 60 pads, whereas I think the Dennis Gross ones are closer to $90 for just 30 pads. And kind of an expert hack, I cut mine in half, and the half pad is good for my entire face, my neck, my chest, and the tops of my hands. So I really get 120 pads out of the canister. So love them. Hope all of your listeners will love them too. Thank you so much for all you do.
First of all, I love when people know about our cats and dogs, and we get so many nice wishes. Love that, Emily. Also, love that you're giving us info, prices, ingredients. I will just say one thing, linoleic acid, which you mentioned, it is not linoleic acid. That's a different thing, but you said it correctly. It's an omega-5 fatty acid. It's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, and my guess is it's in that product because when you're doing those kind of peels, you know, like to prevent the redness and all that, they want to also include something that is anti-inflammatory. So even though it says acid in its name, it is not a peeling acid. It is a soothing acid, a fatty acid, if you will. Chin Science Corner. Okay. You ready for ours?
I'm ready.
I brought a 60s themed one.
Look at you.
Okay. Did you notice my eyeliner? Of course you did. We talked about it.
Of course I did. It's very pretty. Very pretty.
I'm going to do this. I don't do this often, but like 4 weeks ago, I raised a wand to a Lauren Conrad beauty product. I'm going to raise a wand to another one. Of course, her liquid eyeliner is amazing. That's what the girl is known for. And I was like, let's see how she did. That shit is good. Little brushy pen that stains very pointed. The ink flows smoothly. The black is not shiny and not matte. It's like that perfect in between. You know, I don't get this shiny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't like when they're like leathery.
Oh, no, not for me. I have had this on since 9 a.m. this morning, Jess. Look at that.
9 a.m. That looks very fresh.
I put it on this morning. And I have a slightly saggier lid in my chocolate brown years. And yes. So lately when
I'm not yesing the cosign. Yes, I understand.
So sometimes with the liquid eyeliners, I'll get that transfer where the lid presses down on top of the line, and then you have like the floating line above. No transfer, dried quickly. Amazing. Well done, Miss Conrad.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Give you that 60s look.
You might think that this is weird, that I am also doubling up on a brand.
Oh, okay.
But I am, and that's so strange.
Is it Makeup by Mario again?
No, but it's a very recent brand. I'm obsessed with this Find Your Happy Place brand.
Oh, right.
Remember the Unilever new brand?
Yes.
It's sold at Walmart.
Yes.
So they have this... So they have different franchises, like your happy place might be like a cozy place or a happy place might be...
When I was linking to it, when you talked about it last time, I went deep on the Walmart website and I was like, what is all this? I'm loving it.
So there's this Find Your Happy Place Under the Starlit Sky body wash. And what does it mean to smell like you're under the starlit sky?
Tell us, Jess.
Well, to the folks that Find Your Happy Place, that means chamomile and sandalwood. And I would, when I smelled it in the shower, I was like, totes. it really is good. And then the imagery that's on the label is like this rural... just like rolling hills, the fence, and then the twilighty pretty sky. I have not seen anything like that in a long time, not since I grew up like in New Jersey. And I did kind of feel like the cool night air and like
tiny Manhattan shower.
Oh, like, yeah, being, like the sirens. The sirens are screaming, the honking, the idling trucks. It's just like horrible, but I do feel kind of taken away a little bit.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
Find your happy place. Thank you. Find your happy place.
Yeah. And it's really, it's very affordable. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.